Sirai News, I'm Ding Lei Lu. The Chinese government says the China-Japan Treaty of Peace and Friendship signed in 1978 should be commemorated and followed well. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says the treaty provides a political foundation for relations between China and Japan. Hong Lei says it is in line with the fundamental interests of the two sides to maintain a long-term, stable and friendly relationship. At the same time, the Chinese government says, given the current tensions between the two sides, both should be striving for the normal development of bilateral relations. Meantime, Japanese Foreign Ministry has also issued a statement saying the Japanese government remains committed to improving its ties with China. Super Typhoon Yuto has now crossed through the northern part of the Philippines, with the eye chaining in the warm waters of the South China Sea. Described as the strongest typhoon globally so far this year, Yuto struck the northern Philippines throughout the weekend, dumping heavy rains. So far, one death has been reported in the country and 38 others are missing due to the typhoon. Forecasters expect Yuto will continue to strengthen as it continues its path towards southern China. Winds are expected to reach around 175 kilometers per hour when it makes landfall sometime Wednesday evening. No casualties have been reported following a strong earthquake which hit a remote region of Tibet Monday morning. The quake, 6.1 on the Richter scale, hit along Tibet's eastern border with Sichuan and Yunnan shortly before 5:30 Monday morning. Over 20 homes have been destroyed, along with roads and other infrastructure. Authorities are struggling to reach a remote township of around 3,500 people at the epicenter of the quake. Local emergency teams have been put together to try to reach the affected area. A number of strong aftershocks have also been felt in the region. Mali's ex-finance minister Soumaila Cisse has conceded defeat in the country's presidential election. Cisse was facing former Prime Minister Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in the runoff this past weekend. Keita won nearly 40% of the vote in the first round, while Cisse came second among the 27 candidates with almost 20%. The election comes after more than a year of turmoil, including a coup and a French-led military intervention to oust an Islamic insurgency from the north. Local officials have confirmed at least 44 people were shot dead at a mosque in northeast Nigeria Sunday morning. Local news reports say another 26 were injured. The killing took place in Borno State during dawn prayers. It is not clear if the attacks were carried out by Islamist group Boko Haram, which are responsible for most of those attacks in northern Nigeria in the past few years. An Egyptian court has extended the detention of deposed President Mohamed Morsi for another 15 days. A judge assigned by the military-backed Justice Ministry decided to prolong Morsi's detention over charges of conspiring with Palestine-based Hamas. Morsi has been placed in custody since July the 26th. A male patient infected with the H7N9 avian flu has died of multiple organ failure in a Beijing hospital. The 61-year-old tested positive for the virus and has since received treatment at Beijing Chaoyang Hospital. The Chinese mainland so far has confirmed 134 infections with 44 deaths. Health authorities say they are monitoring the situation in case of another outbreak this autumn and winter. An emergency response was halted in May. Researchers in Jiangsu said earlier this month they had found evidence that the virus may be capable of human-to-human transmission, but they said such transmissions are limited and non-sustainable. The National Development and Reform Commission has handed down fines of nearly 11 million yuan to five local gold and jewellery shops based in Shanghai. NDRC says the five stores manipulated the retail price of gold and platinum jewellery with the help of the Shanghai Gold and Jewellery Trade Association. The trade association has also been fined 500,000 yuan, which is the hardest punishment possible. Last week, the NDRC fined six foreign baby formula makers a record 670 million yuan for price fixing. And that's the latest from Sirai News. I'm Ding Lilu in Beijing.